This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Members of a powerful automaker lobby met with top officials in the Trump administration today, including EPA head Scott Pruitt. They are, shall we say, reviewing fuel economy rules from President Obama. 6 weeks ago, President Trump announced he'd reopen those rules to put an end to what he called an assault on the American auto industry. But rolling back regulations is going to take some work. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Here's the plan President Trump has ordered reviewed. In model year 2022, every carmaker's fleet would have to average 54 miles a gallon. The past administration found that regular gas cars can accomplish that at reasonable cost. More than 20 peer-reviewed studies went into that finding. To undo that, Trump bureaucrats would have to introduce contrary evidence. Vehicle analyst Dave Cook is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
They're going to have to find some new analysis that wasn't considered and some new reasoning that would somehow justify that decision.
Which he figures could take months, followed by proposals, public comment, and if any data seem dodgy, opponents will sue. But even if the administration gets its way, it has a problem. California has a waiver for stricter standards and 13 states have signed on. Ann Carlson teaches environmental law at UCLA.
California's already indicated that it's going to fight the Trump administration. It's already on record reconfirming its commitment to the later year auto standards.
The automakers complain that they'd have to spend $200 billion to meet the Obama standards. And they say consumers today prefer guzzlers. Here's Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers head Mitch Bainwall at a recent Senate hearing.
And in a low gas price environment, consumers are moving away from the stated social objectives of electrification and smaller cars.
For all the controversy, the automakers and the White House indicate they want to cut some deal for one uniform system. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.